Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Victorian View venue owner Sandy Bacon about their upcoming Christmas in July fundraiser for Four Oaks. Victorian View venue has a couple events coming up. One is going to be actually in July, and I know you are looking for some kind of donations to go with that
some
event.
Support, yes, yeah. Yes. So July 8th, we're having Christmas in July, and it's a fundraiser for Four Oaks, which is the licensing agent for foster families. So we're having a gala. We're looking for silent auction items that we can turn around after we have the silent auction. We can turn around and have a Christmas party for the foster families in the area in Washington County. What we're doing at the gala is having like music, food, my one daughter. So we have 8 kids. We have 4 bio children, and then we have 4 adopted children. And that's kind of how we got involved with Four Oaks and the fostering, is because our 4 adopted children were all foster kids to begin with. So actually my youngest daughter is going to be doing Christmas Carol karaoke because she loves singing. She's 20 years old, but she very much is very vibrant and very active, very bubbly, and she's going to do karaoke for us. We're having silent auctions of different things that different businesses have donated for the silent auction. We're having food that one of my sisters and her groups of friends that do a lot of baking and stuff, they're going to do Christmas type cookies and stuff. So we'll have a lot of different things we're trying to look at a couple of different games and that type of thing. And then we are going to have Santa come and visit during the gala. So it's open to the public, open to anybody that wants to come and be here and celebrate with us and try to get a little bit of support for the foster community. Four Oaks representatives from Four Oaks are going to be here because I used to work for them too, so I know a lot of the different people that are in that program too. So some of our supporters so far, I kind of talked to you a little bit about. I can go down the list of them because we really want to support and thank them so much for all their help. So Mincer Ford is all these are doing some type of silent auction thing. So Mincer Ford is here in town in Washington. The Village up on the square is doing a silent auction item. KCTC is doing a silent auction item. The Laundromat, they've already given us like a basket of things for dogs and very cute stuff. The Coffee Corner, Mama Llama is actually going to be here in person and doing like drinks and snow cones and things like that, and then donating a portion of the proceeds from those. So that's kind of nice, something a little bit different than just the silent auction stuff. Pizza Hut is giving us some certificates, McDonald's, Scooters, Community First Credit Union is doing some baskets of really cute things that they've given us. Hills Bank is doing Visa gift cards. Riverside Casino is doing a donation of an overnight stay and a couple buffets, and Carmel's Closet is doing some donations. So we really would be wonderful if other people would jump in and help us with this event. It would be really exciting. So that's the July 8th event, and then we're turning around and having the party on December 10th for the foster families in the area. And then our other charity event that's coming up isn't until September 23rd. And that's basically a very similar situation. And some of these same groups some of these same businesses have already donated to those too. And we're just basically having like a more of a picnic and that type of thing outside on the grounds, because the grounds are really pretty. And I think Paws and More are going to bring a few of the animals that they have at the shelter. So we're having a silent auction for that too. And that money is just going directly to Paws and More. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, that's exciting. So if somebody would like to donate to the silent auction, how would they get in contact with you? Or let's say, what's the deadline then for you taking donations?
So we're taking donations right up to the dates of the events. I'm trying to get the advertising out real quick here. To get things to me, just give me a call or go on our website and send me a message that way. So our website is victorianviewvenue.com. And then my phone number, 319-800-8805. and just give me a call and I can pick it up. If you want to stop by and see the location and see what's going on here, that's fine too. Whichever one people want to do, that's totally fine.
Very good. And is there anything else you want to add about your Christmas in July?
Not that I can really think of. I mean, it's just, it's a really exciting event and something I think will be fun for the community because it's not something that people usually do and get an opportunity. We're going to be decorating. We're going to be just like a regular Christmas time. So, yes.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep.
That was Sandy Bacon joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about their Christmas in July celebration. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.